This is the Allen Fitness Podcast with Stefan and Kelsey Allen. Health, fitness, and lifestyle. The Allen Fitness Podcast starts now.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And welcome back to another episode of the Allen Fitness Podcast. And it's been a minute. It's been a couple, maybe about a week or so since we did our last podcast.
Oh, I think longer than that.
Maybe? Okay, well, I'm trying to be nice. We've been super busy. We've been busy with our boys, of course. But we have a lot of exciting stuff going on in Allen Fitness. Kelsey's going to go over one of her favorite. She's kind of taken ownership in this area, and it's been awesome just to see her work hard at this and provide our members with more and more value, because really what we want Allen Fitness to be, for those who don't know, is we have a membership where you can sign up. It's only $24 a month, and you get access to each and every workout program that we have designed, and you get access to our daily HIIT routines that we also have put on there. And the great thing about it is their video demonstrations of each movement, so there's no confusion on how that stuff is going. There are, I was going to talk about what you just added, but talk about that too. There's at-home workouts, there's gym workouts. I mean, you name it, we have it. And if we don't have it, we're probably going to add it soon. But we want this place to be really a one-stop shop for anything and everything fitness and health related, and even motivation, which is one of the new things that we got going on. So, what we are adding is a 30-day motivational video series. We're in the process of working on that, but we know that with health and with fitness, it's not just the physical stuff, but it's the mental stuff that people need coaching in and guidance in and just a little bit of encouragement in. So we're putting together this 30-day video, these separate videos, 30 days long. Each video is, I don't know if that even made sense. You know what I'm trying to say.
One video per day
for 30 days. It's great. And it's not just fitness stuff. It's health stuff. It's nutrition stuff. It's motivational stuff. It's, you name it, it's in there. And they're short videos, about a minute long, maybe a little bit longer, but not too long. They're not crazy long, but you'll be able to sit down, watch them, get some inspiration, get some motivation, and then go on about your day. So that is one of the new things. Kelsey's going to talk about the other thing that we have going on.
Yes. So we know that health and fitness is 80% nutrition, 20% workout, somewhere around there. So we really wanted to help our clients even more in the nutrition area. And so we like to say it's not really a diet. It's more of a lifestyle. Diets are not really realistic and short term. So we really like to teach our clients about this lifestyle change, but we understand that takes time to learn what it looks like to eat healthy. So we don't really like handing our clients like a new meal plan per se. But what we are doing now is creating recipes and putting them in kind of a meal plan setup. And then also with that comes a grocery list. So you can get the recipes for the week, the meal plan, and then the grocery list that comes with it. And you can just go to the grocery store and get all of those ingredients at one time. So what we are trying to do with this tool is just kind of teach our members what it looks like to eat healthy, how to choose healthy food options. And then also, if you stay and stick with it, you will just feel the benefits of it in your health, just the way you feel, but then also in results and weight loss and things like that.
Yeah, it's great stuff. And we're super excited about it because, like she said, diets are great, and there is a time and a place for diets depending on what you're specifically looking for. But diets end at some point, and what we want our members to understand and our clients to understand is we want you to turn this whole fitness and health thing into a lifestyle, something that you never stop. So we're going to be these meal plans and these food lists and these grocery lists. It's just going to teach you how to prepare food. It's going to teach you how to shop for groceries. It's going to teach you, things you need to be cooking, things you need to be eating. And when you put together those things and you put together your workouts on top of that, plus getting enough sleep, drinking enough water, like there's no stopping you. There's no stopping you from the goals you want to achieve and just living a healthy and active lifestyle. I mean, that's living your life to the fullest. If someone says, hey, do you want to go for a bike ride or do you want to go for a quick hike? Or if your kids are saying, mom, dad, take me outside. I want to play on, you know, you want to have energy and be able to know and have confidence physically that you can go do those things with no question. So like I said, this, our Allen Fitness membership, we're growing it each and every day. Our members are growing. We're super pumped about it and people's lives are changing. And we're just really excited about it. So, but today, our last episode, we had our awesome friends on there, Jacqueline and Justin. We have other close friends that there's a name mix up there, so that's why I paused there. But yeah, we had them on there, which they did awesome. We got a lot of great feedback. You guys have loved that episode, which we're super excited about. So we said, instead of doing boring me and Kelsey again, I'm just kidding, we're not boring, let's bring back another guest. And we're so excited about this guest. I mean, this guy has, I've known him for a couple years. I've known him for a while. He used to train trained at the gym that I first started being a trainer at, and that's really where our relationship had started off. And I want to call him the voice of Columbia is basically what I want to say.
I was just going to say, I feel like I grew up listening to him on the radio.
And if you people from Columbia, as soon as he starts talking, you're going to know exactly who he is. But he's a great guy, great family man. He works super hard. He's amazing at what he does. And he has just, in the last few months, I mean, has just made this miraculous, honestly, like 180 degree about face to, you know, the lifestyle he was living to going down a healthy and fitness lifestyle now. And I mean, his results speak for themselves, and his energy levels are just amazing. And he's just, I mean, he's going to get into it. So I'm just super pumped. But it's just awesome to see, like, when someone started and, you know, where they're at, you know, currently. And he'll be the first one to admit, like, it wasn't easy. And there wasn't, like, day one he started and it's just been an up downhill kind of coasting from there. Like, you know, there's up and downs. He started, he stopped, and something clicked to where this guy has just completely changed. So it's just, I'm awesome. I'm awesome.
I am awesome.
It just comes out. it's been awesome, and I'm excited to have him introduce himself, and we'll just dive into this episode. So our guest for today, the Cosmo, the voice of Columbia. Cosmo, thank you so much for coming on, man.
That is quite an introduction. And I wasn't kidding when I texted you the other day and you said, no, seriously, I want you to be the guest. I'm like, I'm not used to being the guest.
You're right.
So it's weird being in this studio that I work in every day
right.
and not doing what you guys just did for 8 minutes.
Yeah.
So, which was good. So, yeah, a part of me is like being the trainer to you guys. And in my head, I'm like going, no, they did pretty good with that. That was good.
Awesome. We got a stamp of approval.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Well, we're excited to have you. And just tell us a little bit about yourself, a little background, you know, who you are, what you do, and kind of, yeah, just start with that. Just let everybody know who you are.
Been 45 years old. I've been in Columbia since 2000. I got a couple kids. Emma is 14. She's, going to be a sophomore at Battle High School.
Crazy.
Just finished her freshman year. Did amazing in grades. She blows dad out of the water when it comes to smarts and grades. Yeah. Like, she knows not to come to me for homework help because I'm out of the mix, especially when it comes to that algebra. And then my son Cole is 10. He'll be 11 in September. She's all about volleyball. He's all about baseball right now, and might be doing some football in the fall. So we'll see where that goes.
So needless to say, you're not very busy.
No, not at all.
not at all.
No.
Yeah, obviously my schedule with the morning show, my primary duties on Y107 every morning, 5:30 to 10, in the building here, anywhere from 4 to 4:30, depending on some of the other responsibilities with our sports station with KTGR. Going to be kind of segueing away from some of that stuff and focusing even more on the morning show and the rest of the radio station with Y107 specifically.
Yeah.
And some of those duties are kind of shifting, so that'll free me up a little bit, but what's an extra 15 minutes when you're getting up at 3:30 anyway?
Oh, my gosh, 3:30.
Doesn't matter. So, I mean, that's always been my issue. The schedule, it's not a normal wake up, I've never been at home,
right.
in the mornings.
Yeah.
And so that's always, I was always the hero. I got to pick them up in the afternoon from daycare and like, dad's here. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah.
So there's a whole part of me that whole routine, I don't even know what that is like.
Right.
The whole
yeah.
getting lunches made and ready and all that stuff. But, in my schedule with the radio station and some other things that I do with Columbia College, it's never the same.
Right.
Which is a blessing, and it's also a curse.
Yeah.
Because
sure.
there's a lot of people that, you know, have a job, and it's an 8-to-5 or a 9-to-5 or
they got a
9-to-6,
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
the same thing. And it's, here we are, back in the Cube Farm, and I'm punching this ticket, and I'm doing this report, and I'm making these sales calls, and then I clock out. And then
right.
I'm done, and I'm bored. And yes, you might be Monday through Friday, and you're blessed to have your weekends free, but you're bored, and you don't, you know.
Yeah, right.
So schedule, there's parts of me that kind of like would, you know, wonder what that would be like.
About, yeah,
and then
sure,
you realize,
sure,
like,
sure.
no.
Yeah.
Having the freedom to have most of my afternoons, mid to late afternoons and evenings off
yeah,
on average. But
yeah.
then there's other weeks and days where
it's just overwhelming.
It's 12-hour days, 3-4 days
yeah.
a week.
Yeah.
On top of, you know, traveling with my daughter's volleyball team or going here, going there, just life in general.
Right.
Yeah.
So schedule has always been kind of my enemy to
yeah.
some degree, hours. And
for
it's,
sure.
it's hard enough to get a routine of anything,
yeah.
much less, mm-hmm. you know, a real mm-hmm. solid routine.
Yeah.
When your normal routine is the farthest thing from normal.
Is abnormal. Right.
Very much abnormal.
Yeah. That's good. And it's like, and that's kind of what I love about, you know, where you're at and the journey you've been on, because you don't have a normal routine and
yeah.
you don't have a normal, as far as like, you know, breakfast or, you know, lunch, dinner and things like that. Like it's scattered all over the place. So if anyone can find his rhythm, find their rhythm, find time, like Cosmo can, then anybody can do it. So it's just encouraging to kind of see that, you know.
Yeah.
From
I mean,
you.
I've yeah. never, I've always, you know, I played some baseball in high school. I was never, you know, crazy gym guy, never was, you know, big. Our school, it wasn't like we were on some crazy mandatory, you know, we had workouts and things,
right.
but I was never a gym guy. I would get into good shape at different times of my life growing up, and then once having kids at 30 and different things, and then it was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to get back into shape. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I was never crazy heavy, but I mean, I had gotten up to 240 at one point and
yeah.
then dropped down when I was doing the boot camp stuff when I first met you, Stefan. And I still am scarred from one specific one-on-one training deal out of Stankowski Field where I was introduced to about 1 million burpees.
Oh,
and, you know, there may or may not be some vomit on the 40-yard line.
That's still there.
Probably there. It's a little memorial. I go by and light
salute
a little candle.
It. There
and,
you
yeah,
go.
It's like, hey, I remember that.
That's funny.
But I've never... I've never put really hard work into both nutrition and fitness at the
mm-hmm.
same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the Men's Health magazine and I read all the blogs and I've heard all the things and I've done all the different, you know, classes and I'm more active than the average person. But I never really was disciplined 1,000% in both. I would
yeah.
do the, you know, go 3-4 days a week, 5 days a week, do these workouts, do that or whatever. And I would be on good runs of nutrition, but never to the point of
where you're at now,
where I'm at now and would focus. And then it'd be so easy to get derailed because as you mentioned, the diet word,
yeah.
And I've tried a couple, you know, back in the day you do the whole, okay, buy carbs, see you later.
Yeah,
you know, the
yeah,
Atkins
yeah.
diet or this or that or whatever.
Those fads.
And then,
yeah.
then
one,
ultimately
yeah.
you get some results. And then after a while you have one slip up and then you're not disciplined enough to stick to it. And then you fail and you go, oh, well, screw it.
Yeah.
I'll start again here next time or whatever. So.
Right, and that's kind of what I want to really get into is like people hear, you know, when people think of health and fitness, it's like, okay, what diet do I have to get on or what specific workout routine or how long is this going to take? And it's like there is no like specific answer to those things. It's more of like I just said, like finding your rhythm, finding what works for you and – something happened with you, like mentally, something switched, something clicked. Because like
yeah.
you just said, you've never done the fitness thing and the nutrition thing all at the same time with commitment and mm-hmm. dedication. So first question I have for you is, when did your fitness journey officially begin? How many years ago was that?
I mean, I think I was thinking about that the other day, just knowing that we were going to talk about this, and I think I look at it in almost like three phases. There was 5 years ago or so.
Yeah.
And I was going through some stuff personally and heading through a separation and a divorce. And so fitness was where I was, that was my distraction from the stress of what was going on at home.
Yeah.
And that was my opportunity to go, you know what? All right. Work's a little stressful. Home is definitely stressful. I'm going to go and get my butt kicked at this class and go do it and tear it up and get great results and all that stuff. And, and it was working and that helped. Then post-divorce and things, it was like, okay, I need to stay on this track, and it didn't happen. And I kind of lost that focus, both nutritionally and then I got better at the nutrition side. Soda was gone, you know, but I was still grabbing a Big Mac here and there, this or that or whatever, and it would be better for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, and then back to being crap again. And so...
So what do you think that was? Like what, you know, like you said... Going through all that stuff, so you were focused, and then, you know, you kind of fell off a little bit once it kind of settled down. What do you think? What do you think was a, you know, especially like you said, you were seeing a little bit results, right?
I think.
You were going good.
It was just a combination of, I think, what a lot of people run into when you so many results, you think that it's going to be this, or you see somebody else's results.
Right.
And you go, oh, okay, well, if he's doing that or she's doing that, why am I not seeing those results? And it's so hard to, because it's everybody's completely different.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
My buddy Steve can do the exact same thing I'm doing right now, and he can be ripped and shredded in a month and ready to go, but he's also... His, you know, his whole metabolism is completely different. So you start gauging, it's the whole keeping up with the Joneses thing.
Yeah.
And it's a competition. You're competing with your best friend.
Right.
Instead of just concentrating on yourself.
So it's like the main thing was your mind and your mental capacity wasn't where it should have been.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was focusing on, oh, look at him, look at her, you know, they're doing this, they're doing that. And you're almost like trying to play catch up in a game that you'll never catch up to because there is no...
Yeah, that's overwhelming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's great. And then, so, okay, so you were saying
so this recent, and I don't even call it a recent, it's like, this is it. I'm done doing the seesaw and the back and forth, and it's how is this going to work into what I'm going to do for the rest of my life as nutrition is concerned.
Take me to that... us to that day. Like what, you know, when was it a specific day? Were you doing something?
I don't think there was like a moment where I was like walking down 9th Street and all of a sudden there was like this light in the sky going, oh,
yeah,
you're going to get it this time and you're going to stick to it this time. And you're, but I do recall a sermon with, there was a pastor at my girlfriend's church, Element Church in Wentzville.
Wentzville, shout out.
O'Fallon area, and he was talking about just goals and just taking care of yourself, both spiritually, you know, physically, mentally, your family, your prayer life, your, you know, all that stuff. And it just, it wasn't necessarily a deal of like, okay, this is going to click, this is going to work. But that was helping me to focus on a bunch of things and kind of refocus some work things and some personal things. And so that was kind of already starting.
Yeah.
And then at Zimmer Radio Group, we've got a person on staff that writes for Inside Columbia Magazine. And Simone is a nutritionist and a doctor and helps with that stuff. And she's basically on staff with the magazine and the radio stations. Originally brought on to just write some blogs about health and fitness and nutrition and things.
Yeah.
And now it's to the point where she's pretty much a full-time employee and is a resource.
Right.
And didn't know what she was here for, what she was doing. Was kind of one of those like, okay, what is this person's job?
Right.
And so I had a conversation with my boss and she said, well, here's what the deal is. This is one of our benefits that we have here. If you're interested, set an appointment with her, talk to her. I'm like, okay. So we sat down and talked about some of the same stuff we're talking about now. She's like, so why has it been that you've never been able to stick to it? What always derails you or whatever?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it was that, it's that competition thing where I would always be worried about somebody else's results and not myself. I wouldn't concentrate on myself.
Yeah. And I like that because it's like there's so many like things that happen in our lives. It's sometimes, you know, we don't know why, we don't understand. But I do believe that there are specific opportunities that people get, whether it makes sense or not, that if they take advantage of those opportunities or resources, that, you know, it can be a life changer. And it's like some people, you know, they see the opportunity, and you did not have to reach out to her.
Right.
You know, you didn't have to say, hey, I have some questions, or, you know, I want to figure this out. It's like you could have stayed silent, found out what she did, been like, oh, okay, that's cool, and then went about your day, and who knows where you would be.
Right.
But 6-7 weeks, right? About,
yeah, it'll
you
be,
know,
yeah. Technically, April 10th
right.
was the kind of the real set go time for me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we started with nutritional stuff. We didn't even initially start talking workout stuff. We had been talking about getting going with the 6 weeks to summer program that I did, and unbelievable results
yeah.
with that. Mm-hmm. And your damn burpees are still around, so that's a thing. but as they always will be.
They'll always be there.
But it was a combination of like, okay, just because I think that's all that happens. You mentioned the grocery list and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it was one of those like, I didn't eat fruit. I didn't eat vegetables. The simple fact that I'm asking people, hey, do I have spinach in my teeth? Like, that's never.
They're like, who are you?
My mom still is dumbfounded here. And just, they were on a big long vacation. We just saw them for the first time in a month.
Oh, were they blown
and
away?
She's still just like, you're eating spinach on purpose.
Wow.
Like, on. You know, she watched
she
me
probably
make...
tried to get you to do that as a child.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the amount of...
Where was this nutritionist lady when he was a kid? Yeah.
The amount of fights about vegetables and trying to hide carrots under my baby sister's booster seat, you know,
oh,
and getting in trouble later because I'd already eaten dessert before she found the hidden carrots. That didn't go well. and I'm not, you know, so it was more just about, okay, well, what can nutrition look like with what I already like to eat, and, you know, work that into schedule, and then try and figure out how to take that list of things, get them and prepare them and make things. And the number one thing, I was jotting down notes as you were talking about that, and the one thing that I have sworn by and do, I make my own menu for the week.
Cool, yeah.
And not necessarily just the prepping of what it's, well, obviously if you start with the menu first, you kind of have an idea, like, okay, tomorrow is going to be this turkey sandwich with this salad. And
right.
dinner is going to be the grilled chicken and this side of green peppers and this vegetable and this and this and this.
Yeah.
And then it's written out. Mm-hmm. And then I've got that done and I don't have to really think about it.
Yeah. That's cool. And it's like I'm sitting here thinking and it's like people – it's easy to get like fitness and health and nutrition. It's easy for it to be overwhelming because there's so much on the internet. There's like do this, don't do that. And then stuff is – contradicting.
Yeah.
So it's like overwhelming, stressful, and you're just like, I'm done. But going back to your story, you reached out and got advice, you know, kind of they gave you a plan as far as nutrition goes. Then you got your workout plan from, you know, our 6 weeks of summer. And all I'm thinking over here is as you're describing this stuff, it's like every other thing after that initial conversation you had is your effort.
Well, and I put the initial deal, I put in writing.
Oh.
I think, and you hear it from, you know,
all kinds of gurus.
All kinds
and,
of different, well,
yeah,
both fitness and financial and,
oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
religious and whatever. We automate what's important to us, whether it's your bank statement, you know, how many of us automatically pay your rent or your mortgage or your phone bill just on auto pay, or you automatically.
Right.
Make your gift, your tithe to the
That's
church
good.
Automatically. It's all done. It comes out of the account. What's mm-hmm. important, you automate or write down or put, you know, in forward. So that was part of my deal. It was almost like a contract to myself, like, hey, okay.
Oh, wow.
And so that's written down, like, hey, like stick that. To it. And so, and you know, a lot of people talk about like having goal boards or things like,
yeah.
we're going to Hawaii by the time we're 40, or
yeah.
we're going to celebrate our 10th anniversary on this beach, or we're going to do this. And people cut up pictures of magazines or print it off online and tape them up on. Whatever it is,
yeah.
As a goal board, and that I haven't done that,
right?
But
your version of that,
in a way, that was just it, and it was just a matter of, you know, I almost wish there was like this shining light moment that just went, you know, here we go.
Yeah.
But it was also just a deal of I made a pact with myself, and you know, I got as many people around me. Kat, my girlfriend, I told her, okay, we've talked about doing this.
Uh-huh.
And we both kind of let each other get away from being really focused. So,
oh yeah,
I'm in 1,000%, and you're just gonna have to get over it that we're not going to Chick-fil-A on Thursday. We're gonna do this instead.
Right.
And if you're cool with that, boom, here we go.
Yeah.
And then it was a matter of going out, buying the stuff
yeah.
which you needed to get going, And then, like, my first weekend trip, we're long-distance relationship. The first weekend I was back in St. Louis, I had a box and a cooler and a blender and all kinds of stuff prepped and done.
He's serious.
And ready to go. Because I knew if I failed that first weekend, I started
you'd get
on
back
that.
In yeah. that. Yep.
Start, okay, so Wednesday, everything's great. Yay, I wrote this happy contract to myself. But if I didn't set myself up for success rather than,
oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you go, well, you know, okay, Sunday I can have this cheat day and it'll be great.
Yeah.
Well, then Monday, all of a sudden, the early alarm clock goes off, and if I hadn't had breakfast made the night before, then all of a sudden you realize you're out of time.
Yeah.
You're running
yeah.
late. I got to get to work. And then you're at work, and you don't have breakfast here, and then what do you end up? You either don't eat breakfast, which is horrible, or you don't eat this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
So, and I'm certainly no expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm telling you, if you're listening and you've tried the prepping and you've tried the meal planning and all that stuff, if I can do it... you can do it too.
Yeah.
At least to continue to kind of not, you know, force yourself to really work on those habits. Like I've caught myself before my phone, I have reminders, eat lunch.
yeah.
11 o'clock rolls for me and it's lunchtime. I've already had a breakfast. I've already had one snack. It's like, eat lunch.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Fuel your
because
body.
All of a sudden I'm eating goes long and then this happens and all of a sudden it's, you know, then there's the second reminder 40 minutes later said, how come you haven't eaten lunch yet?
Oh, there we go.
And so
you got the time reminder and the text it's a little conversation.
But I need that.
Yeah.
To help me stay on track.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good thing too. Like you noticed and you realized the things that you needed. Like
right.
a lot of people go into it and then, you know, just get overwhelmed. But you knew like I needed to set a reminder. I need my girlfriend to be accountable to me, or, you know, like you notice the things you needed and you took action on that.
Yeah. And so. It's like you know yourself better than anybody else does. So right. Yeah, you had the nutrition plan.
And, like, you probably wouldn't have known that you needed those things unless you had failed in the past.
Correct.
Know?
Right.
And that is definitely true.
Yeah.
And I definitely have lost. And I think that's so important with whatever anyone's journey is.
Yeah, anything in life.
You know, my curveball is my hours.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else's curveball is the fact that they're a single mom with two kids,
mm-hmm.
or they're you know, the husband leaves earlier, or he leaves later, or she's, you know, got whatever. She's, you know, there's three kids, and it's breakfast,
right.
and it's all this, and you're trying to figure out a different routine. Everybody's got their own, you know, routine and schedule, and what is it that I need to focus on?
Yeah, that's good.
And try and set yourself up for success as much as you can.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And you may
I agree.
You may end up with 90 reminders in your phone, but I
whatever works.
Use that Google Calendar, that
let it
you
go.
Know, whatever it is that needs to remind you, and have that support system, whether it's a couple girls in the office with you or your
mm-hmm.
husband, your fiance, your friends, anybody to
yeah.
get them on board as well, because without that
it's gonna be tough.
It's gonna
it
be
is.
Tough,
and then it's just
and then they're
it's
also
so overwhelming.
Gonna be there with you to rally around your successes when you know you start hearing rumblings like, okay, what the heck is Cosmo doing? Like, why is he
right.
having so much success? What's he doing? And the nutritionist is like, he's busting
he's
his butt.
Yeah.
It's hard
yeah.
work. He's,
exactly.
he's it's not there's no magic pill that
right,
he's taking.
No secret.
Yeah.
There's no secret crazy this or that or whatever.
Being consistent, working hard.
It's consistent and working hard and not cutting corners as much as possible.
I like that. Good. And so the other thing I want to talk about is because, you know, it's easy when someone has success, it's easy to be like, oh, let's bring them on. Let's talk about their success. But it's people can't always relate to success because they're not there yet. But what they can relate to is your old self, right? So walk us through, who was Cosmo before this change, this lifestyle change of, you know, I'm going to be consistent with my eating, with my workouts. Like, walk us through, like, what'd your nutrition look like? What'd your physical activity look like? You know, what was your mindset? How many alarms did you used to have for, you know, reminding you to eat? You know, those
None.
Kind of things. Right, yeah.
It was never consistent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was it. I would go through different phases and it would be like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I still do, you know, some kayaking and things like that. I'd get real big and I did some races and some events and I trained for different things. And then after those would be over.
I need a rest month.
It would be.
Instead of a rest day.
Well,
yeah.
Then, you know, and I'm getting older and I'm not
right.
a high school baseball player anymore, but dang it, I'm still trying out there on the softball field.
Right, yeah, there we
in
go.
In the E-League, you know. And, you know, not going to have a beer this after the game turned into having a several or
mm-hmm.
going to this barbecue and having a bunch or whatever it would be. or letting a little nagging injury continue to bother me or continue to not take care of it the right way or whatever. And then that would make it like, I'm not going to the gym today. My elbow is killing me, blah, blah, blah. Instead of trying to figure out why that happened or how to fix it quicker or better or whatever. So, I mean, I would eat better. But it was never focused. It was never a deal of, okay, I need to make sure I'm
getting... Never planned out.
I mean, I would have some plans like, okay, I've read some things or I've heard some things. Make sure you have some protein after your workout.
Right.
Okay, well, half the time I'd have some, half the time I wouldn't. I'm like, oh, I have zero money. I'm not buying that thing of this or that or whatever.
Right, sure.
Then you'd be somewhere, you'd be like, you know what, I'm going to get some power bars. These are really good. I've had these before. Heck, they make them now. They taste like birthday cake. You can't go wrong with that, right? Which is a great thing. Yeah. But, and that'd be great. And then you'd have that for a couple weeks. And then you'd be right back to having 9 sweet teas in 4 days. And you know, I mean,
are you describing just, old Kelsey too?
Yeah, that's well, old me.
And my, well, and then, you know, I, you know, routine is such a thing. Like anybody that you've talked to before that's quit smoking, anybody that's quit a major thing, it's not necessarily just the act of the actual smoke. It's the holding it in your hand.
Right, that's good.
I had an addiction to these cappuccinos at Quick Trip, you know, and it was part. It wasn't just the fact that I was getting some caffeine or a warm drink. It was that the guys that were working there were like became friends. There'd be some sheriff's deputies are in there at 4 a.m. So it became like norm on Cheers walking into the bar. They're like, hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? And we'd BS and talk about Cardinals or Blues or just whatever.
Right.
They'd talk about the morning show and I'd drink half that coffee there and then go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that part of the addiction. And so I'm like, number one, it was expensive.
Yeah.
And so I've taken that and rewarded myself and go, okay, on average, I spent, you know, eight to whatever it was a week on that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've been sliding that over to my vacation fund.
There you
and
go.
That's going for the beach in Florida in August.
Looking so it's kind of one of those. Up for vacation.
And there's only been one time, because where I travel to come to Zimmer down 63 Highway, and Quick Trip is to the north, if you will.
Yep.
Come off that ramp at 63 and 70, the infamous interchange. And you have a clear decision to make. Do I make a right and go south to work, or do I go left to the red and the big lights of Quick Trip?
Yeah.
This was like day 5 of not having one, and I sat there, and the light turned green, and I'm like,
make a decision.
I can still bust a left. There's nobody around. It's 3:45 in the morning. I'll have one. I'll be good to go. And the light turned green. I'm like, nope, go to work. Go to work, go to work, go to work.
Awesome. Good for you.
Regular coffee here, throw in a little almond milk and a little splash of cinnamon, and... Works for me.
That's awesome. So you're finding alternatives. You're
and
making
it's free.
And it's free. There you go. Yeah. On top of that,
not $1.62 for 12 ounces. And I'd only drink
couple
five
sips,
of
them.
Yeah.
But like honestly, after you make a handful of those decisions get easier and easier every time.
Absolutely.
When you say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's a phrase, something about like 21 days to start building a habit or whatever, and it's certainly not easy. But the more you do it and the more you continue to have other people help you and ask for assistance, let people know that, hey, you know, don't let me slip up. And we all go out to lunch and have that cheeseburger when I should have this instead. Get it, you know, stick to this or that. Or, you know, if there's an event, I mean, that's the other side of the job is that we have events all the time in the evenings and different things. And so before a recent event, we had a team building event at a Mizzou baseball game. Mm. And I knew for a fact that, there was going to be some food there and there was going to be some beer there. And it
some
wasn't going to be healthy food.
Pretzels.
It was going to be popcorn and nachos and beer and this and that and whatever. So I made sure that before I left to go to the ball game, I had an extra, I had a smoothie and I had chicken and stuff. And I ate at home.
Yeah.
And I went there full.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And that way I didn't want any of that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I had a bottle of water and I was good to go.
There we go. And I'm sitting here thinking like, so I'm sure there's somebody listening who is probably like, oh, what, his diet's perfect now, or he works out every single day.
No.
Like he's just this, you know, perfect health and fitness person. And it's like, I would say no, but I'm going to let Cosmo answer that. Like, what do you, is your diet perfect right now? Like,
do you
work out every single day of the week? Like,
no.
What's your life look like now that you, it sounds like you've got a rhythm, you got a cadence, you know, you got a plan, but you still have to enjoy life. And that's the difference from dieting and living a lifestyle.
My main goal fitness wise was at least 3 days a week, like physically in the gym to go.
Lifting weights.
Getting on at least some weights and doing, you know, and like I said, did the 6 weeks to summer deal, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And I've been the one in the past where doing it by myself without the guidance of the way you guys map it out and having the video for something. I mean, there's, and I've worked with you over the, and there's certain things, I'm like, I know what that should be.
Right.
What is that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is right there. Okay, that makes it easy. Because there are a lot of, I'm still intimidated by some of the stuff at
the
gym.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go when there's not a whole lot of people there. Mm-hmm. So when I'm the guy that's kind of going, am I doing this right or whatever? Mm-hmm. And I've always known, and it's so important to focus on form
right.
more than how much you're lifting or worrying about competing with this girl over here doing this amount of weight when you're over here just beginning.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get that out of your mind that they're judging you or that it's a competition because you're in a gym and there's weights and there's metal and steel and sweat and bodies and it's this it's this competition, I think guys especially.
Yeah.
You know, you're sitting there trying to do some bicep curls and I'm like, yeah, rocking my 25s. Yeah, all right. Yeah. What's up? Right. This guy over there is lifting a Buick. You're like, holy crap.
I saw something the other day. It was everyone's so worried about people looking at them in the gym and it's like, no one's watching you. Like, no one, it's not, don't take it, don't be so serious because no one's watching you. It's just you there working to,
And honestly, 9 times out of 10, I would be willing to bet that that guy would be willing to help me if I had a question.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Or ask, hey, you know, or find someone there to ask or whatever the case is. So I try for sure to get at least 20, 30 minutes of something every day that's
something.
Active.
Yeah.
Even if it's just going across the street to the elementary school that's across from my house and doing a walk or riding the bike and getting ready to do this whole challenge in the month of June.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we'll talk about that here in a second, which is awesome. Yeah.
Which I kind of threw the number out and then all of a sudden I started doing the math and I did how many miles that is average a day. And I'm like, oh, good. You committed to doing 8.5 miles a day. Okay. Well,
here we go.
That's going to be fun.
Buckle up.
But. That's that dream board thing that goes up on the wall as a challenge.
Accomplishment,
And so it's just that constant reminder of, and looking ahead to the week, kind of like building the menu and knowing, okay, well, Thursday's shot. Mm-hmm. Like Thursday's going to be tough. Where can I, you know, make it a priority.
Right.
You make an oil change for your Jeep a priority.
Right.
Why not make
your life is more valuable than a Jeep.
Getting your workout done. You know, you making sure that your kid's homework is done. That's obviously a priority or whatever it is. But so many times we don't continue to make ourselves a priority or what we're eating or drinking. And so I really try to make sure that even if it's just 10 minutes in the morning quick and I know I've got some extra time at work here and I walk around the building a few times.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I've gotten some ankle weight deals and put those on and walk around the building or walk around the park or just get something active or even just do some body weight stuff at home and do one of the HIIT routines for 20 minutes while you got a ball game on or you know, you're watching Desperate Housewives or The Bachelorette or whatever the heck.
I am all about The Bachelorette.
Trying to connect to the ladies listening. So whatever you can do, I mean, even if it's that.
Yeah. We had one of our members this week, I'm not going to call her out, but she said, I did squats in the stand-up tanning bed this week. I was like, oh my gosh, that is so funny because I have actually done that.
There you go. Wherever you can do it.
Whatever. Even if it's just doing some quick dips at work or push-ups on your chair at work or this or that or something to get active. Or if you normally sit, you know, stand up or try and do some things and just walk and get. So that, for me, is more so just to continue to try and get some kind of exercise going and have that planned out as much as possible. Maybe not a full-on weight routine, but just know, okay, especially if you're going out of town or you're out, and like this past weekend for me was all kinds of chaotic and different, but I knew that, okay, I can make some time in the morning. I'm going to go across the street to the park and I'm going to walk. I know it's X number of laps is about a mile.
Right.
That's what I'm going to go for. I'm going to get the bike out, going to do this.
Yeah.
And then make an appointment in your phone in your room and stick to that.
Be
as much
proactive.
As you can.
Be proactive and
I guarantee if you have a meeting with your boss to ask for a raise, you're going to go in and you're going to be on time for that.
Right.
So give yourself a raise and stick to your appointment and be true to yourself. I think that ultimately you asked, you know, when this life-changing moment was for me, and it's not really a life-changing moment, but a lot of things over the last couple of years for me has been about myself.
Right.
And some say, well, that's awful selfish, blah, 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 blah. This or that sometimes. But you have to take care of yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, you're not going to be as good of a husband or father or coworker or whatever the case may be.
Right. And this is a guy with, you know, full-time job, two kids, busy, busy schedule, you know, always doing stuff, you know, girlfriend. And like, he's, if, like I said in the beginning, if this guy can do it with his schedule, knowing how random it is, knowing how frustrating that randomness
how
can
early
be.
He gets up. I mean, that's a big excuse. Get up too early. You know?
Right. And excuses are easy, but I was going to say what my dad used to say about excuses, but I don't think it's appropriate. But it's when you make that decision, it's just go time.
And once you start seeing some of those changes and feeling some of those changes, and some of the changes are starting to become expensive because literally I have no more t-shirts that I can wear anymore.
Nice.
Because I would always buy extra large t-shirts.
Right.
And
what are you in right now?
A large.
There we go.
So that's, you know, the scale is, don't trust it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
It's some importance, but at the same time.
Hey, if you look good and your clothes are changing, you have to buy smaller clothes, I think you're doing the right thing.
That's
regardless of what the scale says.
That's where you first see that.
Yeah.
So
and that's anyway. Awesome. And yeah, so, and I love how like when you see results in anything, and you do something for a long enough time, like it just gets, it becomes a part of you. And like you said, you find time, whether it's walking at the park or, you know, whatever it is, and you make it happen. So it's good. And so
real quick, I know, go ahead. Rambling a little bit too, but I think also when trust me, when you start getting some of those the littlest results early, and you get some of those first compliments or somebody says something you quickly realize that one black dress that you bought, you know, a year ago or whatever, and you're like, there is no way I'm going to ever be able to wear this thing. And then you grab it out of the closet and you put it in, like, holy, wow, all right, this works. Or somebody says something, or you get a compliment or like that, or you do a body measurement and you realize, yeah, I've lost some inches, or you can see a difference between a before picture and an after picture.
Yeah.
And those aren't fun to take.
No.
And I stood there and set that stupid camera timer thing. Like, I'm not letting anybody take this picture.
Yeah.
And I balanced the phone on the doorknob in the bathroom.
Yep.
And you take it 25 times. Uh-huh. And you're like, I'm standing here in my boxers taking a picture. This is embarrassing. This is crazy.
But now,
I knew in the back of my mind, like, okay, there's going to
one day
down the road here, whether it's, you know, 6 months, a year, every one of these little milestones, you continue to use that as fuel.
That's awesome.
To go back to. And then, yeah.
Cool. So let's talk about now, like your lifestyle's changed. And what I love is you are expressing, because I always tell people, like, fitness and working out doesn't have to be in the gym. It can be however you want it to be. So I love that now you're expressing your fitness, one, for a great cause, and two, in other ways outside of the gym. So talk about that for a minute, like what you're doing, what you got going on, and how people can get involved with that.
I think, you're talking about the cycle for Cure the Challenge, cycle challenge for the month of June, and it's to help fight children cancer. And
awesome.
The goal, the main goal is like try and raise $500.
Right.
My goal is to hit 500 before the 1st of June, and we're recording this on the 31st, and I went over the 500 mark.
Woo!
And
there we go.
And moving on, and you can continue to raise for the whole month. So my goal on the raising side is to try and finish in the top three in the state of Missouri.
Nice.
So
do you know where you're at?
Like 12th.
Okay. Cool. People, you can still get on it.
And you can still, and if you, I'm going to get the Great Cycle Challenge is what it's called. There's an app. You can sign on. You can log into it through your Facebook. Oh, I raised a few more dollars.
There we go.
All right. Still 12th. Well, anyways, I want to finish, you know, in the top three. But it's also a challenge of, and they asked, the goal is 250 miles in the month of June.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Well, I said, I've got this random thing with the number 74. We'll have to explain that later sometime, whole other podcast.
Okay.
So I said 274, and I'm filling out, and I'm uploading a photo, and I'm doing all this stuff. And like I said, it wasn't until like 3 or 4 days later where somebody asked me about it. And they're like, well, how many miles is that a day? I'm like, I don't know. They're like, well, don't you think you should
Mr. Just going to go.
Mister, you're planning everything out. And I'm like, there's the random oops.
Okay,
so
I'm not perfect. Jeez.
I pull up the calendar or the calculator app, and I'm like, oh, man, 8.3 miles a day.
Wow.
So obviously you got to average that out and you figure out, okay, and here it goes again, back to that whole planning thing and having a goal and having that be, you know, to hold accountable. So now I'm starting to try and figure out, okay, well, if I do, you know, I'm not going to set myself up for it. You better do 100 today.
Right, yeah.
then you can take the next 2 weeks off.
Uh-huh.
But figure out where that can come from and involve, you know, my kids have bikes, so we'll go across the street.
There you go, yeah.
And it may just be loops around the elementary school, but, hey, that's what it's all about. And it's also then teaching them fitness and getting involved and getting outside. And we're having time together that's not playing Madden on the Xbox or outside in the fresh air, and that's so important. So I know you've got a link up on the Allen Fitness deal.
Yeah, we put a link up today, and you guys can click that link. You can search, or if you just search, is your profile public on Facebook?
Should be.
If it's public on Facebook, you can search Cosmo Nick on Facebook, and you know, scroll, you'll see that link because it's up there pretty frequently, and you can click that link and donate. I mean, $5, $10, it doesn't matter. It's for a good cause, and what I love is, like you said, you're teaching your kids health and fitness, you're getting outside of the gym, you're doing it for a great cause, and it's just like that's your lifestyle now. You know, it's going from whatever it used to be, inconsistency, to, hey, this is my life. I want to live it the best that I can. I want to be a good example to my kids. I want to impact others' lives through it, and you're doing that, and that's great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So you could, throughout the whole, and if you want to jump in, you know, in the month and just jump in there and do it, you don't necessarily even have to, you know, you can make a donation to yourself and go. You don't have to collect money.
Right.
It also pairs with your
Fitbit or something?
Well, you can go through your
FitnessPal.
Yeah, like Map My Ride and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So on the actual app for the Great Cycle
Challenge,
it's got a log a ride. You just hit start. Have your phone or your GPS, or if you have a smartwatch,
so it'll log the miles.
So it'll log it right there for you,
and
then keep the GPS. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you used to have to write down.
Yeah.
I pledge to ride 50 miles.
Right. And get people to sign it, and send in money through the envelopes. Yep.
I did have a friend that made a donation. I want to give a quick shout out to Doug from Trophy Addiction Hunting Group, and he's like, after he made the donation, he said, "Wait, no, that's not per mile, right?" And I'm like, I'm like, no, man, you're not going to have to give me...
I think there's an office.
I was just about to say, we love the office, and Michael Scott donates like $25 per mile.
And he takes it back.
So he was panicked for a second that he was going to end up being out a couple thousand dollars.
Right,
so,
that's awesome.
But yeah, every little bit helps. And again, you know, it's such a small... The sacrifice and what I, you know, will battle on the bike is... compared to a family having to deal with a child with cancer and you know, meet these families. And I know, Kelsey, you with working with Children's Hospital over the years and doing Radiothon with the radio station over the years and meeting these kids and meeting these families, that's a little extra motivation to kind of do something like this in honor of my two healthy kids my nieces and nephews and everybody, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah, that's great.
Love it.
So, you know, I like to give people, all of our listeners, who you guys are so great, and we thank you guys for the support. I like to give them something to walk away with. I don't want to just, you know, I mean, I love our conversations and I love our interviews that we've done and our podcast we've done in the past. But with each one, we like to end with something that they can walk away with and actually do to start taking action, some type of challenge. So before we get into the challenge, Cosmo, if you had 5 minutes with somebody and you could only give them one piece of advice when it comes to improving their life, improving their health, improving their fitness, you know, it can be a mental piece of advice. It can be a something they do physically. What piece of advice would you give someone who, you know, who's just, hey, I want to make a change, but I'm on the fence. You know, what can you tell me?
I think it would come back to that. Treat yourself. You know, it's very hard for a lot of us, me included, in a lot of ways, to take compliments or to, you know, whatever it may be or that kind of thing. But there's times where you just have to be true to yourself, and it's sometimes impossible. You've got kids, you've got a job.
Yeah.
Sometimes you've got two jobs.
Yeah,
your husband's got two jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're even taking some classes to try and, you know, improve your job. Whatever, life is just chaos.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to let nutrition and fitness kind of be third or fourth on the list. And there are certain days, and there's going to be some weeks where, you know what, it may need to be.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
there's
sure.
a kid that's like sick that. Or there's this or that or whatever.
Yeah.
And to know that, you know what, okay, so you didn't go to the gym for 4 days at this time, but that you know and you can trust yourself and put yourself in a situation where you're not going to let that trip you and let that 1, 2, or 3 days window turn into 2 weeks, 2 months.
Right.
Yeah.
2 years,
yeah.
which is what I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a priority. And every time I'd start to make it a priority, there was so many easy excuses.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just worked a 14-hour day and Cole's got a game tonight. Ah, screw it. I'll do yep. this or I'll do that or whatever. So make a commitment to yourself and write it down. Mm-hmm. I think so many people, and I'd hear it before. In yeah. different
it's
things.
Cliche. It's cliche, but it's like...
Sounds cheesy, yeah.
You'd hear it in a training video at work. You'd hear it in a sermon from a pastor at church or a different thing or whatever. You'd hear it from an athlete in
yeah.
some interview or some story on a 30 for 30 or whatever.
Right, yeah.
How they became the greatest free throw shooter in the world. And you're yeah. like, oh, yeah, of course you say that now because
right,
you've got $900 million uh-huh. and you are a good basketball player, LeBron.
yeah.
but how am I going to be able to do that kind of stuff? So I think if you really just take a couple minutes and write out what you want, and whether that is, you know, shredded abs or you just want to be in better shape in general.
Yeah.
You know, and so for me, part of it was, yeah, there's a, you know, I can't wait to look better than I've looked before when we do go to Florida in yeah. August. But that's not the end game.
It doesn't end, right.
That's not exactly. the end game for me is to have a cool, beautiful picture on the beach.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be nice.
Yeah.
And that'll be an extra reward
right.
for this time hard work, but that's not where,
like what's
where
next
it's going to stop.
Yeah.
It and then,
going.
Yeah. And reach out and use as many resources as you can.
Yeah.
I was blessed with having some resources that I know that a lot of people maybe aren't, but everyone has their own.
If you search for it, you can find it.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah. yeah.
And just ask.
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask a
right,
question.
Yeah.
Find somebody that is an expert in a specific field. If you're in real estate and you want to better yourself, you're going to go find other people in real estate that have kicked butt in that field and you're going to seek them out, or at least you should be.
Right.
Whatever yeah, you're yeah. doing, that's what you need to try and do
yeah.
for your health and fitness. And that's, to me, I think what the difference was for me this time around, that it's a forever change
yeah.
and a lifestyle, not just a diet.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. And I think that I would say, unless you had a different one, that would segue into the challenge, which is, and Cosmo basically said it, take time, put your phone away, turn the TV off, go outside where it's nice and peaceful, quiet, you know, tell the kids to hold on for a second. I got to do something. It's my life here. And write down what you want to accomplish with your health and fitness. Write that down. Make a, what do you call it? Would you write down a contract?
I just made a contract
yeah.
with myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Make a contract to yourself.
And when you write it out loud, say it out loud,
say
too.
It, yeah.
Because as you say that out loud, now you're you know, it's like you're in court and you're being, raise your right hand, put
right.
your hand on the
yeah.
Bible, and I swear to tell the whole truth. You're just like, okay,
right, yeah.
I'm going to do this.
It's like it makes it more serious.
I was even thinking you could, like, record a video of you saying it.
That's not a bad
that's,
call either.
That's great, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's almost like a video version of the before picture, just something
right.
that, you know, that, and if it is in writing and put it somewhere. Make a couple copies of it. Put
visual.
One at work.
Yeah, let
put
you see
one
it.
On the calendar on your desk or where you see it, or maybe on part of your dashboard in your car or something.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And you know what? You may look at it for 3 or 4 days before it clicks, but
write it down.
Make it happen.
Yeah. Write it down. Say it. Talk about it. Don't be ashamed of it.
Yeah, tell people.
And like Cosmo said, like just because you do it doesn't mean it's going to change. The biggest thing that I personally have taken away from this conversation is, it's not about just making the decision. It's about being proactive after you make the decision, you know, and following through, holding yourself accountable. So the challenge for this episode is, if you want to see a change, if you want to start your process, start your journey to a healthier life, a more active life, write it down, record a video, put it somewhere you're going to see it every single day, and just be proactive in, you know, the things that you said, and, you know, you'll like Cosmo, you'll never look back.
And have a team around you for
yeah.
support, for, you know, have them help you with that.
Keep you accountable. And,
yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And before you know it, more people will be coming to you going, wait, what are you, okay, so wait, what are you doing?
Yeah,
yeah.
Then you become
what's
the expert.
Your, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, really?
Yeah. That's great.
I got to tell you, but that's cool. That makes all the difference in the world.
I love it. Cool. Well, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm good.
All right.
I'm past my bedtime.
Okay.
I got to go home.
Well, guys,
I got to get some sleep.
We appreciate you. We love your story. You guys can, like I said, follow him on his Facebook, Cosmo Nick. Do you have an Instagram? I know you do.
Yeah, and I don't even know what the heck it is.
Or listen to him on Y107.
Yeah, yeah, Columbia people, you can listen to him. Call in, ask him a question about his journey and how he's doing. Keep him accountable. Hey, I saw you at McDonald's the other day, Cosmo. What are you doing?
No, you did not.
Not me. But yeah, so
Chick-fil-A maybe occasionally.
There we go.
Oh,
our boys love it.
Oh, we love Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, follow him. And like we talked about, the cycle challenge, you guys can donate to that. And as always, feel free to check out Allen Fitness. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook. It's all Allen Fitness. Mm-hmm. We got great things going on. We're building an amazing community, and we're just going to keep doing that and providing you guys. Like I said, it's a one-stop shop. You need motivation. You need nutrition help. You need workouts. You need video demonstrations. You need a group of a community support of like-minded people that want to improve their life. You know, we have it, and we're going to keep building it out. And
I think
it's just a great ride.
That aspect of things, and those of you who are already members, utilize that. If just ask questions.
Yeah,
if you're
feeling
concerned about blank or whatever,
for sure,
boom,
reach out.
Throw it out there.
That's what it's there for.
And let other people, because they may have just done the exact same thing or overcome the same curveball 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Or just that extra little motivation when all of a sudden you're not feeling it. You're mad.
And that happens.
You just had a fight with your spouse, and then the kids are screaming, and the dog just took a dump on the carpet. And last thing you want to do is go to the gym right now. And you're just like, and all it takes is just to have somebody to kind of go snap you back into that, like, hey, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to go work this stress out. And I may not get in my full normal workout today, but I'm going to go run, or I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to get on the bike, or I'm
going to
do burpees or push-ups or something.
All about those burpees. That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you. We love you guys. The support has been amazing. If you guys have questions, need anything, please feel free to reach out. You have anything you want to say? No?
All good.
All right. Well, we love you guys. We appreciate you. And we will see you on the next episode.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Allen Fitness Podcast with Stefan and Kelsey Allen. Health, fitness, and lifestyle. The Allen Fitness Podcast.